With regards to the wealth of this world, every cent you spend, it decreases. With regards to the knowledge of deen, every time you recite, you increase in knowledge. With regards to the wealth of this world, every cent you spend, you will be answerable. With regards to the knowledge of Quran and the knowledge of deen, every time you recite, as I am speaking, as you are listening, one raise elevated in Jannat. So this is the beauty of Quran. And as our youngsters are growing up, every parent in his heart, he desires that my son must learn Quran. My son must learn the knowledge of deen. But as we come closer and draw closer to the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the challenges are great today. The challenges and the fears of raising children. The fear that haunts the mind of every individual without exception is, what will happen to a generation in a society that has become devoid of moral values and ethics, has become devoid of respect and adab? What will happen to that generation? As we draw closer and closer to Qiyamah, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes mention that we had barely dusted our hands from the grave of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and immediately we found a change in the condition around us. In other words, we had barely dusted our hands from the burial of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which marked the termination of the golden era, which was felt so instantly, so immediately, that we automatically found a change in the environment around us. What about you and I that find ourselves 14 centuries down the line? The challenges are immense. It is very, very great. The hadith appears in Bukhari Sharif. One of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he had witnessed such crimes taking place, and he said to himself, he said to the companions around him, that today people, innakum lata'amaluna a'amala, hiya adaqu fi a'yunikum, you commit such crimes, such actions, such sins, and you regard it as insignificant. But let me tell you, in the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, kunna na'udduha min al-mubiqat, we would count this from amongst the destructive of crimes. So like I said, the challenges are immense. The challenges are great. Every Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to this world, he feared for his progeny. He feared for his ummah. He feared for his children. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had sent him to this world to destroy idol worship. He makes this dua to Allah. وَجَنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ وَجَنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah, save me, save my progeny, save my son, save my children from idol worship. Why? Because the environment that he was exposed to was an environment of idol worship. Brothers, today's youth have become so vulnerable in society. Such acts, such indecencies are provided in front of them. The disbelievers are providing entertainment. They are providing drug abuse to them. This is the type of society that we are living in. If this is our time, wallah, we fear what is to come and dawn upon our children, upon the progenies to come, upon our grandchildren. It is this dua we make unto Allah, that ya Allah, when that time comes, ya Allah, hold them steadfast upon iman. Every person today wants to see himself and his children in Jannat with him. What pleasure will it give a person not to have his family with him side by side in Jannatul Firdaus? Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salatu wassalam, from amongst the many advices, Allah selected a few and gave it a part in Quran. From amongst the multitudes of advices, he disseminated to his son, Ya bunayya aqimi salah, Ya bunayya aqimi salah, wa'mur bil ma'roof, wanha anil munkar. That, oh my son, tread this earth, establish salah. Oh my son, tread this earth, command people to do good. Oh my son, tread this earth, forbid people from evil.